That's the sound of a hydraulic cherry picker smashing through the side of a house. A house filled with men, women, children, and animals. Gunshots, firing, hundreds of rounds of ammunition. And men, women, children, and animals. High pressure water cannons streaming, powering through the side of a house, through bricks, concrete, and steel. Water cannons that are so powerful that they can shoot 10 stories high straight up into the air. Firemen are trained to never use deluge hoses on buildings that they know people are inside of. But these hoses were shot at a building filled with men, women, children, and animals. But how did things get to the point with MOVE where one day where this assault is being waged on us? How did it get to that point? Because it certainly didn't just happen where police just showed up to our house and started shooting and attacking people. It started out with very simple information. The system is controlled by pressure. And the way you put pressure on it is to arm the people with knowledge. And so MOVE told the truth. MOVE talked about how animals are locked in cages against their will, brought from thousands of miles from the jungles in India and brought to Americans, put in a tiny cage in a zoo in Philadelphia. We talked about how the elephants are chained against their will, taken from the grasslands of Africa and stuck in a tiny cage in a Los Angeles zoo. And when people gave us resistance, we said things to them similar to this. The same system that went to Africa and grabbed and snatched and took those Africans and put them on slave ships and brought them over here and made them into slaves for hundreds of years, that is the same system that did that to those animals. Monkeys don't belong, posted up on a pole with a chain around their necks, no more than the Africans from Africa deserve that. And so if we allow the system to do that to these animals, what can you expect to happen to people? Because the same way they see these animals as inferior, they see Africans as inferior. Born on the Move. But it really should be called Never Give Up. Because we have fought so hard to get our brothers and sisters, our parents out of prison. We have fought so hard to get people to understand the importance of revolution. We have fought and pounded the pavement and passed out flyers and thousands of phone calls, and we have not stopped. We have persisted. And finally, it's paying off. So we have to understand the importance of perseverance. Just because something is hard does not mean that it shouldn't be done. Anything that is worth fighting for is worth fighting for until you complete your mission. Martin Luther King said, fly. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But whatever you do, keep moving forward. Muhammad Ali said it's not about how many times you fall down, it's about how many times you get up. So we got to keep on moving and keep on fighting and keep on striving, because what we're doing is right, and as long as we keep on doing what's right, we can be victorious. On the Move.